This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer with this week's selection from the NPR 100, our list of the most important American musical works of the last century. Today, a film score. The music that accompanied Alfred Hitchcock's 1960 thriller, Psycho. The composer was Bernard Herrmann. Before his collaboration with Hitchcock, Bernard Herrmann had written several scores for radio and film. He worked with Orson Welles in the Mercury Theater. He wrote the music for The War of the Worlds and later Citizen Kane. Herrmann's music was also heard on dozens of television programs, including The Twilight Zone. He died in 1975, just after completing the score to Taxi Driver. But perhaps his most enduring and best-known work was done with Alfred Hitchcock. And Bernard Herrmann's score for Psycho has come to epitomize suspense and terror.
When Psycho first played in movie theaters, the film's horror was matched by its hype. No one would be seated after the film began. So, with some trepidation, audiences 40 years ago watched the opening credits of Psycho, and they heard something unnerving. A string ensemble striking a chilling chord composed by Bernard Herrmann. Film professor Royal Brown calls it the Hitchcock chord.
That bump, 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 bump sort of signals the whole presence of Psycho. And it's a seventh chord that contains both major and minor intervals. And that, to me, is one of the essences of Hitchcock, which, of course, Hitchcock tends to start out in the ordinary. For instance, the opening scene of Psycho looks like just an ordinary tryst in a hotel room between Janet Leigh and John Gavin. So there's the major, but then there's also the minor, which is getting us into the darker side of things.
The marriage of Alfred Hitchcock's movie and Bernard or Benny Herrmann's music is seen as a perfect union, the peak of the collaboration between the English-born director who moved to Hollywood and the composer from New York City who lived his later years in Britain. Stephen Smith is Herrmann's biographer.
In the mid-50s, he started working with Alfred Hitchcock on films like The Trouble with Harry, The Man Who Knew Too Much, Vertigo, North by Northwest, and all of those films came before Psycho. So by 1960, when Psycho was released, the partnership between Alfred Hitchcock and Bernard Herrmann was very, very close. Hitchcock is famous for having planned every detail of his movies to the smallest one, but it was interesting to discover that he actually left the area of music very, very open to Bernard Herrmann. Hitchcock knew that he had someone who thought very closely along the same lines as he did, who understood not only what a movie was about, but about the subtext of the film.
Most remarkable choice by Herrmann in the Psycho score was to use only strings. Why? Why did he do that?
Well, Hitchcock was doing something different. He was doing what was, for him, a low-budget film. And everything in the budget got cut back, including, apparently, the music budget. So Herrmann was working with a little less. He got his fee, but he didn't quite have the resources that he usually had. And Psycho, of course, is a black-and-white movie. And Benny later said that he wanted to complement the black-and-white photography with a black-and-white score. Well, just as there's tremendous range in black-and-white movies and in the photography of them, Herrmann found tremendous range within this limited group of instruments, the string section. He made the strings extremely dry. He put mutes. He loved to have mutes on his strings. So it creates a very different sound from what we think of as the usual Hollywood romantic film score that uses violins. It's the exact opposite. It's cold, it's chilly, and he uses the strings also for percussive effects, since we don't have the traditional things like timpani and all the sort of devices that that film composers use to scare or startle people. He created percussive effects in the strings.
Psycho was a black-and-white film made at a time when Hitchcock typically worked in color and when moviegoers typically expected color. As film critic Leonard Maltin says, this was a film that defied all sorts of expectations.
There had never been a film, certainly not from a Hollywood filmmaker or a Hollywood studio like Psycho. It was exponentially 100 times more shocking than it is today. Imagine the unthinkable, killing off a major star in the first portion of the film. No one had ever done that. Few have done it since. It's outlandish. It's outrageous. It's, of course, brilliant. So to be sitting in that theater in 1960 and hear the sudden shriek of violins as Anthony Perkins pulls that shower curtain and to witness what happens from that point on, I think people must have been thinking, am I really seeing what I'm seeing here? Is Janet Leigh dead? Janet Leigh can't be dead. She's the star of the movie. It was devastating.
The murder of Marion, Janet Leigh's character, is the most famous and terrifying moment in Psycho, some would say in all of Hitchcock's films, if not in all cinema. Remarkably, Hitchcock at first didn't want the scene to have music at all. Again, Bernard Herrmann's biographer, Stephen Smith.
He thought that it would be most effective if the audience simply heard Janet Leigh's screams, her struggling, the sounds of the knife, and then the water running. His collaboration with Herrmann was so close, however, that Benny knew, well, I have a different idea, and he wanted to try writing music for that, and he knew that if Hitchcock didn't like it, they didn't have to use it. But Benny went ahead and wrote what has become, I think, the most famous cue in the history of film music for the shower scene. And I think one of the proudest moments of his career as a film composer was when Hitchcock later told him that Hitchcock was disappointed with the way the shower scene was playing, that it did need music. And Benny later said that he told Hitchcock, well, I did compose something. Would you like to hear it? And he played it for Hitchcock, and Hitch said, well, absolutely, we'll use that. And Benny, rubbing it in, said, but you said no music, to which Hitchcock replied, improper suggestion, my boy, improper suggestion.
Well, we have the sound isolated of the this is what the shower scene would have sounded like without music.
Well, it's interesting to watch that sequence without the music because it's still a very disturbing sequence, but you're watching it as an outsider. You're watching a terrible thing happen, but you're watching it from the viewpoint of someone outside of it. With Herman's cue, you are Janet Leigh. You are feeling the absolute terror and panic and loss of control that she is feeling in trying to fend off this sudden attacker. And that was the thing that Herrmann did again and again, especially in Hitchcock's films, was that he forced the viewer to feel what the characters on screen were feeling. He considered film music, in his phrase, the communicating link between the filmmakers and the viewer.
Unlike many composers, Bernard Herrmann got to see Hitchcock's film and write to it scene by scene, which isn't to say that every piece of Herrmann's score came to him as he watched Hitchcock's otherwise finished product. Professor Royal Brown says some pieces in Psycho were written by Herrmann more than 25 years earlier.
I interviewed Herrmann very shortly before he died and insisted to me that he always depended upon the film to be inspired for the music, and yet there's a major cue called The Swamp in Psycho that is taken out of a 1933 Sinfonietta for Strings that Herrmann wrote, and there are several other points in the Psycho score that also come for this. So my impression is that Herrmann was exploring very deep, dark, gloomy areas a long time before he met Hitchcock.
Bernard Herrmann's score for Psycho was not even nominated for an Academy Award, and his collaboration with Hitchcock, so fertile in the 1950s, crashed on the unhappy shores of the 60s. Movie scores were turning to jazz, pop, and rock music, and striving to include a hit tune. Herrmann's orchestral scoring of Hitchcock's film, Torn Curtain, struck the studio as antiquated. It was rejected and replaced. But Herrmann's work gained greater recognition years later, and imitation being the sincerest form of movie music, his inventive use of strings became a cliché for cinematic horror. Also, his music inspired younger film composers.
It was growing up on Herrmann that gave me the love of film music that allowed me to become a composer. He's always been my model and my idol.
Film composer Danny Elfman has scored director Tim Burton's movies. He says Herrmann was able to communicate perfectly with Hitchcock, even though the music is typically the hardest aspect of a movie for a filmmaker to relate to.
It's the one thing they can't control. They're going to see a picture of all their costumes. They're going to see pictures of all their production design and approve them and be able to make intelligent, theoretically intelligent, comments about what they like and don't like about this costume, what they don't like about this set, what they don't like about the way the cinematographer is setting up a shot, the way they don't like the cameras moving. But when it comes to the music, they can't. All they can go is, I don't know what it is, but it's not getting to me, or something is bothering me here. And the composer has to interpret what it is because they don't have any ability to tell you what it is. They often don't even know. It's an abstract form to them. And so it can be a much more abstract and frustrating experience for a director. I think when a director finds a composer and or even a production designer or cinematographer or whatever who understands them, who can get inside their head, who can second guess them correctly, they're just going to want to stick with that person. There's a level of comfort. And Psycho, it was just one of these absolute instant connections of perfect union of music and image, and Hitchcock at his best, and Bernard Herrmann at his best.
Bernard Herrmann's score for Psycho from the NPR 100.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.